Hello and welcome back to the Self Love Show with Sammy. And I am Sammy, your host. I am a clinical hypnotherapist and life coach, and I work in the field of body image, self-love, and putting it together to help you to be an absolute magnet for your manifestations. So in this episode, keep listening if you want to hear the three steps that I did this week to love myself when it was a week full of challenging emotions. This episode is sponsored by my latest course, The Body Image Glow Up. This course encapsulates absolutely everything women need to fall in love with the skin that they're in, to feel the ultimate level of love and confidence for your body right now, healing the past, healing those traumas, and healing your sabotaging belief systems so that you ultimately change the actions you take towards your body, which as a domino effect, transforms every single area of your life. It is the fastest and most magnetic way to change the trajectory of your entire life, your love life, your relationships, your career. Anything that you feel you want to transform, you don't feel confident in, you feel like you've got that dream on your vision board that you're not yet achieving, the way as a woman to really empower herself through becoming this like manifesting magnet, which means you are confident in taking action, is that you love your body. So this course will give you a rapid transformational therapy session. So that will heal and clear the past traumas, the belief systems, and the actions that you used to hold onto your body, sabotaging your body around food, the way that you felt, the way that you felt like you were inadequate and not enough. Then secondly, you will get a really powerful nightly hypnosis, which is going to completely change and update those belief systems. Everything begins with a belief system. Once you can change that, you'll change how you look at yourself in the mirror and how you treat yourself. And so then what else you do in your life, because as you do one thing is how you do everything. And then thirdly, you will get the self-concept workbook, so that you can embody this. This is a plan for you to be able to put things into action every single day to embody being the woman who is very madly, ridiculously in love with the skin that she's in. So until Monday the 31st of October at midnight UK time, this course is available for 50% off and it is linked in the podcast notes. All you need to do is add the word self-love, all in one, in capitals, at the checkout. Right, let's get into this. I'm feeling compelled to be talking more vulnerably in the day-to-day way that I now use my work and embody that work for myself, the work that I teach you through my free content and if you are a client, so that you can see that the end goal is not to be like this absolute badass bitch, confident as fuck, able to do anything. What the end goal is having like this toolbox so that you can always rely on and empower yourself to move through those times that are the hardest. When triggers happen in your life that resurface traumas and limiting beliefs for you, because sometimes they are just so hardwired that it is a long healing process, and sometimes it might just be something that is always there. But the more that you can bring awareness to these triggers and these limiting beliefs and understanding they are just a story and they are not fact, gives you an opportunity to heal even deeper and wire your mind how you want it to be. So that's how I like to see it. I don't like to make this like a really big deal about myself in a sense of like this week I've had a difficult week. I don't let myself get so consumed by it anymore. So I don't let it be a really big deal because I'm so aware that it's a story. It's an old belief. It's not true. And I have the toolbox and the steps to change those belief systems. And what I'm going to take you through is three steps that I did this week that the old Sammy wouldn't have done, and I would have landed my ass straight back in self-sabotage. So the way that that used to look like for me in my 20s is I would, when I was starting up my life coaching business, I would just not show up. I would just not keep the promises that I've made to myself and not be consistent. I was just like flaky. I would hide, essentially. Number two is I would sit on social media and scroll and just be like magnetizing this belief I had in my head that I wasn't loved, I was inadequate, and abandonment is a big one for me. My father left when I was 2 years old, and then we had quite a chaotic like childhood house because then my mum had to work all the hours to keep everything going, of course, but to a child that can feel like abandonment. And then thirdly, I had a group of best friends from like primary school into secondary school. I'm not sure the terms for America, but that's the UK terms. And all of a sudden they just like literally rejected me, and like, so I had a repetitive experience of abandonment in my life. And that last one occurred when I was like 14, 15 years old. So then it continued through the rest of my teenage years and the majority of my 20s. So abandonment is a big theme for me, and I'm very aware that it is likely to still come up throughout the years, but it happens less and less and less. So I would sit and scroll on social medias and then feel even more lacking and lonely and unfulfilled and envious and unloved because other people had plans and were doing things together and I wasn't. So I was just magnetizing and looking for evidence to prove my mind and that belief right, that I wasn't loved, I was inadequate, and I was abandoned. So how your mind works, the part of it that does that is called the reticular activating system. And a really easy way to explain it is when you want to buy a car, you see it everywhere because you have billions of pieces of information that can't possibly all come into your mind. So your reticular activating system prioritizes what you are focused on and shows you the evidence of that. So whatever you are thinking about, speaking about, looking at, visualizing, which is a big part of manifestation, your reticular activating system makes that a priority, filters out all of the billions of pieces of information you get literally every second, and shows you stuff in alignment with that priority. So thirdly, when I was in my teens and early 20s, I also used to binge eat. I was bulimic at one point. And then through my later 20s, it would be my way of self-sabotaging. So trying to cope, but ultimately just hating myself, was to critique my body, to restrict my food, to try and change my body, all these things out of punishment. Nothing was done out of love. And the intention you have behind the things that you do is imperative to changing how you feel about yourself. So that is what I used to do. That's how I used to self-sabotage. And I'm not saying to you that I don't still do, like now and again, find myself scrolling on social media. But I'm so aware of it that it might happen, but it is not going to happen for very long. And I'm aware, and I always keep this in my mind, what I focus on grows. If I feel more lack, and if I feel like I'm not loved, I'm just going to get more of it. And I don't fucking want more of that in my life. That is too painful. I've done that for long enough. That is not for me. That's the choice that I make every time. Step one in this three-part process is that I let myself feel the feelings. I let myself cry. And I didn't feel really shitty about that. So I used to cry, and it was a way of, like, again, magnetizing feeling unworthy. Like, oh my God, I'm so unloved. People don't like me. I'm so inadequate. What am I even here for? Nobody's interested. You know, like when I would cry, it would increase those feelings. But now when I cry, it's because I'm just witnessing. I'm letting it out. It's like that inner child. Like, I'm letting her have her tears because I love science. It's the basis of all that I do with rapid transformational therapy, manifestation. If you do not let yourself become aware of the traumas that have been triggered And so the limiting beliefs that you've put on top of that, so mine was the abandonment, then it will stay in your subconscious mind, which is the vault of all of your memories and emotions, belief systems, and it's what creates the momentum behind your actions. It will stay in there and it will continue to resurface for the rest of your life. If you do not let yourself feel emotions and just witness and be aware, this is the inner child in me, this is just an opportunity for me to heal it even more, then you're ignoring it and you are burying it and it is not going anywhere. That's the opposite of what you want to achieve. You want to be gently wiring that bastard out of your mind. I just said that word and then thought to myself, I'm not sure if I've ever heard anyone say that word on a podcast, but anyway, wiring that bitch out of your mind. Because our minds are these programs. Just think of it as like a little sciencey kind of project. You have got to get that stuff that's wired out so you can tread a new pathway. And how you do that is witnessing and allowing those emotions to come forth with the intention that you're going to change them. So it's not with the intention that you're going to sit and wallow in it for like weeks, days on end, because that's not doing you any favors. So I don't want it to be that. It's to witness, to be able to change what's coming up for you. What is this trauma that I still need to heal? Because nobody wants to feel that kind of pain. It's horrible. Nobody wants to feel like they're not loved and they're abandoned and they're inadequate. So I let myself cry. I let myself cry as often as I needed to. It's literally a fraction on how much I used to cry for the entire day and weeks and however much going on and on. It was like when I would do my evening rituals, which I'm going to get onto, and I'm doing a specific kind of meditation, music moves me a lot. And so that brought out the emotion for me, which is super, super healthy. Step two, my evening and morning rituals. I love the word ritual because it just feels like this really nice sacred thing I'm doing for myself instead of just routine. So even though I will adjust them in alignment with what my needs are, so this week I would usually follow my own embodiment plan, which, by the way, is step 5 of my upcoming self-love journal that is going to be released in November. Step 5 is the embodiment plan. So I have my own. Yes, absolutely. I do everything I give to everyone else because I am 100% a girl that literally hated herself. And I am helping you to get out of those feelings too. It's a bit of a life obsession and a very good one. So morning and evening rituals, I would usually, of an evening and the morning, listen to at some point a visualization meditation so that I can vision my business, my life, my relationships, the things I want to do, myself in a year's time, all of that stuff, which is so good to soak your subconscious mind with before you go to sleep and as soon as you wake up. I swapped that for doing a heart opening meditation, which is the thing that made me cry, because I wanted to connect to myself and I wanted to love myself. I wanted to still bookend my days with having a morning and evening ritual that I followed, so that the reason I do this is I used to be an all or nothing girl. And when you do that, you consistently feel like you can never stick to anything. You don't build that level of trust with yourself or confidence that you can achieve things. So if you change it to just being, I'm just going to adapt these things that I do, but I'm going to stick to the promises I make to myself, you will continue to cultivate that level of trust for yourself, which is an essential element of a healthy relationship with you. And a big part in building the motivation to feel confident enough in achieving the things that you want to manifest, because we need to take that action, don't we? So when you feel shitty, then you still want to do the things you know that are good for you, the promises you've made to yourself. And I'm literally so excited to get this Ultimate Self-Love Journal out to you, because it has got everything you need to write out literally your blueprint and what you're going to follow on a daily basis. So I will still do my morning and evening stuff, so that even if everything else in the middle of the day that I've promised myself I'm going to do goes to the wayside or is decreased a little bit, or I do it in a different way, I still have shown up for myself morning and evening, and I've shown up for myself in a way that I love myself. I right now am triggered with feeling like I'm not loved and I'm abandoned. So you better show up for yourself, Sammy, and back yourself and love yourself, because this is what you need to learn. I know that the only way out of healing this trigger is to love myself more. So I'm not going to let myself down as well. I can't rely on anyone else. I've got to rely on me. So my morning and evening still happened, and I just adjusted it so that I could feel that connection to myself. Okay, the third part, which is something that I'm really heavily focused on anyway, especially this year, it's really become a strong part of my daily practice and just lifestyle. But I made it a really important activity or goal in my day to focus on gratitude and abundance. Because as I said earlier, what you focus on grows, and that's the stuff I want in my life. I want an abundance of love, of connection, of happiness, of joy, of success, however we determine that to be. I don't want to feel lack. I want to feel grateful for everything I've got right now, who I am right now in this life every single day. I don't want to feel like I'm unfulfilled and unsatisfied. I don't want to magnetize more of that stuff. So I added a little gratitude meditation to my exercise in the morning afterwards, and stretched at the same time. And that is now going to stay in my embodiment plan because it felt so good. I loved it. And that is the epitome of habit stacking, which is also included in my Ultimate Self-Love Journal out in November. So I then put a practice into my morning straight away to remind myself of being really grateful for the stuff in my life. I went over the top with like writing stuff as well. So I wouldn't necessarily do as much as I did this week, but to me, I'm going to do anything I can to get my head out of that wrong trajectory. I find it hard to say that word. Out of that wrong mental focus. I don't want to go down a tunnel. So I'll do everything I can. The relationship I've got with myself is the most important thing in my life, because that is the foundation of happiness. It's the foundation of how I show up as a mother, as a partner, as a daughter, as a friend, as a therapist, as a coach, walking out of the door and smiling at strangers instead of like grunting at them. It's the foundations, the relationship I've got with myself. So that's my top priority. So I'm going to obsess with doing things that make me feel good. So I obsessed this week with like, Sammy, focus on what you're grateful for. I went for walks with my daughter and just looked at like kids running about, the abundance all around me. It's the smallest daily things that you do. So seeing the smallest things in your day and being grateful for them that builds momentum. You don't need to have a massive house and a huge amount of money come in, some massive success or whatever to feel abundant. Do it for the smallest things. I said in my last podcast episode that I wake up in the morning and one of my first mantras is now so automatic, it just comes out, is I am so grateful to be alive. Then that is like the energy that I'm coming into my day with. I'm so then grateful for the fact I got up and showed up for myself this week more than I usually am. Then for my coffee, you know, everything in my day, I am over the top, magnetizing the gratitude I feel for it and the level of abundance I get from it. So through these three steps, I was able to look after and hold myself when I felt really vulnerable and like I didn't want to do it. I really didn't want to do it. I really didn't want to make like TikTok content, do emails that I needed to do, have like clients that I need. You know, I didn't want to do stuff. My mind wanted to literally lie on the couch and watch movies. I didn't want to go out for walks. I did not want to get out of bed when my alarm went off. And I wanted to like eat a ton of chocolate, but I didn't do it. And I always have this question in my head, how is that going to make me feel tomorrow? Especially with the food. This is one thing that really helped me when I was coming out of binge eating. How is that going to make me feel tomorrow? I don't want to feel crap. I don't want to ruin the next day and feel like I want to hide away even more. So the energy that you create around you, which is a huge part of manifestation, is through the way that you feel and your actions. Both, it's simultaneous, really. Your actions create how you feel and your feelings create your actions. So it's like a catch 22. If you feel really crap, that's why you then take actions that then make you feel even more crap. But if you do this work, do the work, invest in the relationship with you, in loving yourself and showing up for yourself, then you'll be so much more aware and understanding of when those triggers come up, what the belief systems are, and what you need to do to hold yourself through it. That isn't going to like be all or nothing, self-sabotage, crazy crash. Because if you don't manage to like try and do this work for yourself, we can't really rely on anyone else. We genuinely can only rely on ourselves. And like I said earlier, building a level of trust and respect for yourself by consistently showing up monumentally changes your confidence in other things that you want to achieve in your life. And that is what it is about. You have got that vision board. You've got dreams of things that you want to do. And who is going to be the one to empower you through that? It is you. It is always you. And so a big part of my work, the work I create for my clients and what I do absolutely every day for myself, is using small daily things that just add up and add up and add up. And they build this over time, this new wiring of love, confidence, belief, trust and respect for myself. I value myself so much higher than I ever have before in my life. And it's because I've stuck to my plan. I've stuck to the promises I've said I'm going to do. I've stuck to showing up for myself. And this is what I figured out. It's why I used to just feel so fed up and overwhelmed that nothing was ever really moving in my life. And it's because I was so all or nothing. And the most important time that you actually need to do the work is when you really don't want to. I really hope that those three steps have helped you. If you want to come over and find me on Instagram or TikTok, I post so many highly valuable TikTok videos, like 5 days a week. Then come and find me over on The Self Love Boss, all in one for the both of them. You can also follow the links on my Instagram that will enable you to enroll in my email list. So I send emails out all the time, especially sending out information and like personal stuff going on, like stories that I've worked through to help you out with, or offers. I don't share them anywhere else. I just give them to my email list. And also you can find the link to get onto the body image glow up through my Instagram links as well. So I hope you have the most amazing Monday, the most amazing week. And if you are feeling a little bit more tender and vulnerable like I was, you've got your back, girl. Do this. Follow these three steps. Tell yourself, I don't want to, but I'm going to do it anyway. My decision is to feel good. I don't want to magnetize feeling inadequate, feeling like I'm not good enough, feeling like people don't love me. You don't want to magnetize that into your life. And it's up to you to change that. So much love.